Here to tell us more about the situation on the ground is veteran Haitian Ambassador Hervé Dennis. Welcome, Ambassador.
Good morning.
Ambassador, we just heard Jason Beaubien describing an apparently organized group of gunmen who faced little resistance. What would you like to see in this investigation going forward?
My first worry would be to present my sympathy to the family of President Jovenel and his wife in particular, and I think she will be able to make it. Regarding what the news are saying, I cannot... I am not in Haiti right now. I'm no longer an official of the government. So I don't have any insight. You know, there is a lot of rumor in social media. So I don't think I am the best person.
But what would you like to see in this investigation? I know you're not involved in it, but what do you think is important that needs to happen going forward?
I think what is important to do, and the Prime Minister asked for that, and I join him in that, you know, it's to call for an international investigation to know what exactly happening, because we have whatsoever, you know, the international community in Haiti, they involve a lot in the matter of Haiti. They have the expertise and the tools to be able, you know, to know exactly what is happening, because we have to stop that kind of act, which is a shame for a country and shame for any people in America. We cannot kill a president in function, whatever the critic was ever against him, but this is not possible. So we call for an international investigation, you know, to make the light over this matter, and that will be a signal for the next people to not do those kind of acts. And President Jovenel was my personal friend, you know, but I had no opportunity to talk with him lately. So I'm really deeply, you know, concerned about that. It's not a way, you know, whatever the critic they have against him, you know, but it is not a way to end the life of somebody, mainly or first citizen.
You know, could you expand a little bit on that? You said there had been some criticism of him. How did Haitians view President Moïse?
Well, you know, this is the function of a president. You know, when you come, you promise a lot. And then in the course of the speech and the course of your execution of your mandate, you know, you have some difficulty. I think this is nothing new. And President Moïse, beside of that, he was not a political man from experience. He was a businessman, and then he became president. He promised a lot, and he had a difficulty on the course of the world. So he has not been able, you know, to face those challenges. It is a lot of challenge. There will be a lot of challenge for the next one in Haiti. So this is not an easy country. So and that happened. But there is no reason for those whatever happened, whatever the way he ruled the country, to shut a person that way. We cannot accept.
What needs to be done to stave off a vacuum after President Moïse's assassination?
Well, I think it's more than that. You know, Haiti and that one of the Haiti have to create more opportunity for his people. Haiti, this is funny. More opportunity, create more job. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was ambassador in Washington, I had the opportunity to work to renew a major piece of legislature in the United States, which is the CBTPA. And the CBTPA has been able to create 60,000 jobs. So
we'll have to leave it there. Veteran Haitian diplomat Ambassador Hervé Dennis, thank you so much.
Thank you.